Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Modern Talking. Just Different, a very special podcast with Tomas Andas. Modern Talking.
It's Sunday, and Sunday is the fun day for listening to one of our special people. Hello, Tomas Andas.
It's so lovely. Sunday is fun day.
Yeah, we should write a song about this, I tell you. Hello, Tomas. Where do I reach you? I mean, I know where I reach you, but the listeners don't know where I reach you.
Yes, I'm at the moment on my beloved island Ibiza. And, you know, I have some summer vacations and you know, just breathing in the fresh air from the Mediterranean Sea and, you know, preparing myself for my tour in the U.S. in August.
Ah, so you're going to go to America?
Yes, yes. So the first show will be on the 11th. Of August in Chicago, then there are 7 more shows to come, and I'm really, really excited for this. But at the moment, I'm enjoying my summer vacation.
So, if you would have let's say the mayor of Ibiza, which is probably not existing, but a very important person of Ibiza would come to you and tell you, come on, Tomas, tell your listeners what is so special and what is so great about our island. What would you tell them?
You know, a lot of people talking about this easy life and in French, it's laissez-faire. Mm-hmm. That means live and live together, you know, with your neighbors and with other people. And this is the spirit of Ibiza.
Okay.
And it's very international. So it's a very, very small island, but it's so international. The people coming from all over the place, you know, even what I've found out, even in the last 5-6 years, a lot of Americans are coming to Ibiza because I can, you know, talk about this when I'm coming from Germany. You know, there are no direct flights from the US to Ibiza. Well, it's not possible, but yeah. They're going to Frankfurt and then they pick up the flight from Frankfurt to Ibiza. And so many people are in the plane from America. And sometimes you listen to their, you know, talking and that they're really excited about the island. So even on in the States and in other English speaking countries, for sure in the UK, are so crazy about this island.
What would you say is, I heard tons of stories of Ibiza, never been there. A friend of mine, he's in your neighborhood. He has a house on Formentera. So I just passed Ibiza, but didn't stay there just to go to Formentera. What is it that is so special? Because everybody is absolutely sure that it is that special. Why do people take this easy way of life, especially on Ibiza? What would you say? What would you think?
It's this spirit of easygoing. You know, this is I can tell. You know, when I'm doing my luggage and packing my luggage for Ibiza, mm-hmm. I have only linen shirts, yes. T-shirts, shorts, and flip-flops.
Okay.
That's it. So this is for me the easiest way for packing. It takes me 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm done with it for 3 weeks. So because you, and the people let people, how to say, live. Mm-hmm. because it's so international on this island, and you know, you have so many celebrities, and everybody is, you know, living besides everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's not these freaking out people. If you see, you know, big stars, you know, from the States or from all over the world, you say, oh, look at this. It's, I don't know, Leonardo DiCaprio, or it's who else? I don't know. So many big stars names, and it's Giorgio Armani or Valentino. A lot of fashion people are here, and a lot of actors are here. Even you know, Jennifer Lopez and Mariah Carey, and name it, coming to this island. But the people don't take care, mm-hmm. because you see, every 100 meters you see another celebrity, and they're really relaxed, and you let them live, or the people let us live in a certain way when appointed on my side, you know.
So when you say that you're only packing just leisure suits, actually, so there is no place where you are sort of forced to dress, you know, in a kind of stiff way. It's just always very relaxed there.
No. When you're really going in a jacket, mm-hmm. and shirt and yeah, like normal casual, then you're overdressed.
Okay.
Because nobody, first of all, it's too hot.
Yeah.
You know, we have temperatures even in the night from 25, 26 centigrees. This is something about 80 degrees in Fahrenheit, mm-hmm. More or less. And during the daytime, we have in Fahrenheit, it's more than 90, 92. And because it's too hot. But you're always perfectly dressed in linen. Okay. Linen is always fine. And you have your shirt and you have your open shoes, your flip-flops, and not the old ones from 10 years. Not these ones, but you know what I want to say.
Yeah. Okay. So a little style, but not too much style. That's the Ibiza style. Okay.
The understatement style.
Uh-huh. So
understatement.
If I'm coming to Ibiza and I want to plan some vacation activities, what can I do there?
Oh, this is, you know, Ibiza is very, very Spanish, very typical Spanish. Mm-hmm. But you can do you could do a lot of water sports. Mm-hmm. You can go to Formentera by boat, by a public boat, or you can rent a yacht or whatever and going there. And they have wonderful beaches. The beaches are exactly like in the Caribbean. This is what the first time I saw it, I wouldn't believe it. I thought, you know, this is an illusion. You know, I was on a yacht, and I was looking, I would say, 4 meters in the depth, and it was clear water. Mm-hmm. I could see the ground. I could see, you know, the sand. And even in 4 meters, I could see it, the fishes, and it's the sand is so smooth, and it's like the Caribbean, and you have fantastic restaurants, and there are a lot of festivities all over the place. You know, every weekend in another small village or a town here on Ibiza, but this is very traditional. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have these international statement events here. This is very traditional. If you if if you let yourself go into it, it's fantastic. And you have the nightlife if you want to.
What would be a typical nightlife activity? It's
well, typical nightlife activity is going into the clubs for dancing. This is not my kind of style. I'm very honest to this because, you know, this starts at 2 or 3 o'clock a.m.
Yeah.
And, this is definitely not my style. I'm not going there because the peak of this party is at 5 o'clock in a.m.
Okay.
5 o'clock in the morning. So I will be dead for the next 2 days. And don't talk about it. But there's another, you know, in the New Harbor, we have it. It's just, you know, I can look at it nearly from my house. This is Leo's. This is very funky. It's a big open club. It's, you know, it's open, but it's covered, you know, but, you know, to the seaside, there's no windows. And so you have always a smooth little breeze. And then they have a show program, and this changes, I think, every second. So they have three programs for a season,
yeah.
And it changes every third day then. That means it's with, you know, fantastic artists, it's a kind of Cirque du Soleil.
Okay,
you
okay.
Know, this is, and you have your food and you can drink. And the program is from 9 o'clock till 1, and then it's a big party in there.
Okay. How does it come? I mean, that Americans do come. I mean, it sounds very beautiful. It sounds nice, but probably there are more islands in the world. I mean, especially in the Caribbean Sea, that would have the same atmosphere. What would you think? What is the reason that they come to Ibiza? What I'm asking is, I heard all these stories about Ibiza, and I'm like, what is it? What is it that this island is so special?
You have to live it.
Okay.
You have to come here and to feel it. And you know exactly what the Europeans, why do the Europeans go to the Caribbean?
Uh-huh.
Why do we go to Hawaii?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because it sounds so fascinating.
Uh-huh.
It sounds so special. It sounds so rich.
Okay.
And this is Ibiza is this, it's the opposite of Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
When you know, Hawaii is for the Americans, it's like Mallorca.
Okay.
You know, this is, you know, we go there because it's from Los Angeles, 5 hours flight. And then we have a great time. It's always sun and always nice weather. And we can do party and stuff like this. And I think that for the Americans, always the, our history we have,
uh-huh,
for thousands of years, and you can see it, and you can celebrate yourself, you know, even in, you know, in the, I would say, in the shadow of the Dalt Villa, that means the old city from Ibiza.
Uh-huh.
What is phenomenal, you know, it was built 1,300 years ago. And that makes it so, it's not Disneyland, it's real.
Yeah.
And the next point is, for a lot of celebrities, is it's much more far away from the paparazzi.
Okay.
We have a different type, you know, this is the European paparazzi,
yeah,
but not the American ones. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that on the islands of the Caribbean or the Bahamas, there are a lot of people there really connected with the U.S. and they're doing the photographs and stuff like this and photos like this. And Ibiza is too far away. They don't follow. Yeah. You know, maybe they following at the moment Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. You know, this is maybe because they are at the moment the hottest shit. But there are a lot of other, you know, celebrities. They can really enjoy their life here.
Okay. Okay. It's really interesting for me because, so many friends of mine, when you say Ibiza, their eyes go like sunshine and it's pretty amazing. I have to see that,
you have to.
Yeah. To experience it. But if I would like to do some hiking, like for example, on Crete, I would go there to do, a lot of hikes. Can you do that in Ibiza too?
You can do this, but it's we don't have big mountains here. You know, the highest point is, I think, around about 470, 480 meters. So this is nothing. It's more hills. But you can do hiking, but not in the season, the hot season.
Okay.
Because it's much, you know, nobody wants to do a kind of hiking with 95 degrees Fahrenheit. You know, this is because you're going to collapse.
Yeah.
You should do this in springtime, or my favorite time is the late summer. You know, the autumn when it's, you know, it's from the middle of September.
Okay.
Because the island, the ground is heated from the summer.
Yeah.
And it really returns the heat and it's warm. We still have, you know, day temperatures around about 80, 82. Mm-hmm. And the ocean is warm. You know, it's heated by the summer. And then you have the chance and, you know, you have fresh air. It's not so overheated like it's in summer. And then you can do your hiking. And other sports. But in the summer months and the very hot ones, it's from the middle of June till the beginning of September. You can't do sports. Maybe in the morning at 7 o'clock, you know, but even then it's warm and really warm.
So, but you have the pleasure of owning a house there, so you can really stay in these seasons there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do that?
No. If okay. I would have the chance, I would do this. But to be really honest, I stay in my house at the moment only approximately 4 weeks a year.
Okay. Because you got too much to do.
Yeah, I don't have the time.
Okay. Oh my
because
God.
Because I'm traveling so much. And you know, what really was the worst part of the pandemic was that I had the time, but it was not allowed to go there. So,
well. Your day is relaxation because you're going to go to the US. So you have to... relax.
Yes, I'm doing my relaxing and you know in the morning what I'm doing is just, you know, work a bit, you know, working on my mail account and and talking with management and then I'm you know, let, you know, the body flow, you know, going into the pool and relaxing and sitting with my family and having a great time. But on the weekends, I'm going to the other part of Europe, you know, to Germany or to Poland or, yes, Germany again. I have some shows and coming back one day later. I was last weekend in Nice. And I had a show in Monaco.
Oh.
And so I came 24 hours later. I was with my family again. So this is possible doing this. And I like it. I like it. But I don't have so much time. You know, the first time I came this year was for 4 days in June.
Okay.
And now, you know, inclusive all of the weekends, it's 3 weeks. And then I'm preparing being here 4 days in September, and that's it.
That's it. Okay.
And that's it. And then the next time, I have no clue when I'm going here. Maybe I come with you and we're doing a session here on Ibiza Island, you know, for 3-4 days.
I'm not the one who's saying no to this.
I thought about that.
Yeah. Okay. So how is it when you you say that you're going to go on US on the US tour in August? Is it still special to go to the US for you?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It is. You know, first of all, I know a little bit what's going on, mm-hmm. and it's always very great. And doing the shows and you know performing there, and you know I have a completely new program, and I'm very excited to present this program. Uh-huh. On the other side, you know, even for the Europeans, it's, you know, America, the US is the country of entertainment. Mm-hmm. You know, even the people there, they say to themselves, we invented it. You know, it's, you know, entertainment comes from America. And if you have the chance for a European artist just going there and doing your show, this is an honor to be there. And even for me to have the chance to sing in front of so many people and 8 shows, and it's a great pleasure. So I'm really lucky to have the chance to go there.
That's what they say. The American market still in the entertainment business is like the leading market. So if you're going to make it, you're going to make it there, right?
Yes. It's not that true anymore like it was 20 years ago.
Okay.
Because as you can see, there are so many Asian bands.
Okay, yeah.
Very, very, you know, even I didn't heard about them before, and they really break every record, and they're you know so successful. So we should think more global. Uh-huh. That there are a lot of, you know, artists tremendous successful on in different places, and the thinking is, if you make it in America, you make it everywhere.
Yeah. Still like that. Pretty exciting. This is like the moment when I could put in that I saw on Instagram. So that's the reason to follow you on Instagram. The rehearsing sessions with your band. Where they were like rehearsing for the new program, which I thought was pretty exciting for me to see that.
Yes, we have to do this. You know, we're talking about it, I think, in one of the earlier podcasts, mm-hmm. that I'm changing my program every 2 years, more or less every 2 years.
Yeah.
Now it was because of the pandemic, it was out of time range.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to do new arrangements with the songs, you know. To be honest, you know, I have my Modern Talking hits, mm-hmm. and the big ones, I would say the big five. This is Your My Heart, Your My Soul. Yeah. This is You Can Win If You Want. This is Sherry Lady, Brother Louie, and Geronimo's Cadillac.
Yeah.
And Atlantis Is Calling, you know. The big six. These songs will stay, and you can't invent them new.
Yeah.
So that means, what can I do to arrange them in a new way, mm-hmm. to make, and you know, for sure, the taste of the people, the musical taste, is changing every few years.
Yeah.
And then I have musicians and producers, and even Christian Geller, he is taking care about that he is doing new arrangement for this, and we're preparing it completely new. And then there are other songs, you know, I have so many songs in my portfolio, uh-huh. that I'm just dropping some songs out and taking some old new ones in, like I do it now in my show, songs which I haven't, you know, performed since 10 years on stage, and give them a new arrangement, a new face, a new musical face. And this is why we have to rehearse and doing this. And this is what you saw on Instagram.
Pretty exciting stuff to see that. So is it also for you more exciting to go on stage than with the new program?
Yeah, this is the only time when I'm feeling kind of nervous.
But it's a kind of nervousness.
I told you. Sorry?
It's a kind of a nice nervousness, right?
An exciting nervousness.
Yeah.
So, like I told you, I'm not nervous when I go on stage. Yeah. I love it, and I'm really, you know, looking forward going on the stage. But when it's new program, new songs, this is a kind of excitement, and because you don't know how the people react on the songs.
Yeah.
And what, you know, what I did in the last, you know, 20 years, I made some new arrangement from songs, and I found out after 6 or 7 shows, you never know it in the first show, never the second show. But in the 5, 6, 7 shows, you know if the people will like it or not.
Okay.
And if they don't like it, I drop it out.
Okay.
Because then was my way of thinking different from the taste of the people, how they feel and they want to hear the song.
So if we think now for what are you going to do? Before you going to go to America, you're going to stay on Ibiza. So how would be like the natural day in Ibiza for you?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, you know, actually, I have the kind of working that I'm, you know, have my mail work and my phone calls with management, and then we're relaxing or, you know, going out by a boat to Formentera.
Okay.
Or, you know, if you have a house, and if you have real estate, you know, you have all the time something to do.
Yeah.
That means that you really have to buy new things and to have to look for something what has to be repaired and normal stuff, you know, normal stuff. Even for me as Thomas Anders and Claudia and me, we are really looking forward that everything is fine and everything is perfect. So and you go for the supermarket and you're taking care about, you know, food and you're talking with other people who are on the island. And you've got to go for dinner, and even in these days, you have to check out, you know, your dinner time very early, because otherwise it's booked. Sometimes there are restaurants you need your booking 3 or 4 days in advance.
Okay, but are you like a going out person, or are you a staying at home person? on
Ibiza. Staying at home.
Staying at home. But there must be. I know everybody who has some house or some location where they always go on vacation. There must be some special little thing where you always go. Is there something like that? Like a little, whatever, a snack bar or anything that you could tell the podcast listeners like a special gift?
We have. How to say, we have our special Italian place.
Okay.
Where we're going. And this is actually a place when we're coming from, when we're coming in. Uh-huh. And the first day and in the evening, we're going there.
Yeah.
Because we know this place since 25 years.
Exactly. That is
and
what
it's
I mean.
Always the same.
Yeah.
And the food is always the same since 25 years, and we're eating nearly always the same. I have my tuna fish salad, uh-huh. and this is like coming home.
Okay.
You know what? This is the place. Okay. We're sitting there. We're tired from the flight, opening the house and coming there and going to the restaurant and it's in the harbor, just, 5 minutes away from us. And then you say, okay, we're here.
We're there. Okay.
finally, we're on the island. Uh-huh. And it gives you such a very cozy feeling.
Great. What's the name of the restaurant?
It's Il Giardinetto.
Okay. So Italian?
That means it's like the small garden.
Garden, yeah. Okay. Okay, Thomas, we still have some work to do because there is the possibility in this podcast for listeners to send us questions. You can do that under the email address, which is podcast@thomas-anders.com. Thomas, you write with TH in the beginning, so podcast@thomas-anders.com. And Phoenix Leaf Harris did this.
Oops.
She's
coming where from?
From Dunedin in New Zealand.
Oh.
Man, you have fans all over the world. And she says, I've been a fan for ages and I'm 17. Since I'm 17.
Oh, since ages.
Yeah. But I was wondering, what was the first song that you played in your Hansa video casting in 1979 when you were 17? Can you remember that? Yeah, that's the question. The song that you played in your Hansa video casting.
Oh, Jesus.
You can't remember that. But
no,
but do you remember, the Hansa casting?
Yes.
So give us the picture.
I remember this, but I don't remember the song.
Yeah.
There were more songs. It wasn't only one song.
Uh-huh.
But I think
yeah.
It must have been Mandy.
Okay.
But I'm not quite sure. Or Three Times a Lady from the Commodores, but yeah. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, so must have been pretty exciting. 1979, Hansa video casting, which is like, you were pretty young. 16, right?
Yeah.
And in the big city, Berlin.
Yes, but Berlin
yeah.
In that time was not that big like it is now.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
So it was a city, but it was not a big city.
Okay. But it was the Hansa place, the place where a lot of legendary recordings have been made.
Exactly, yes.
So if anybody else has a question, maybe like that, or maybe something different, you can ask your question under the email address podcast@thomas-anders.com. So what is the next thing you're going to do right now after you're going to say goodbye to me?
I'm going maybe into the pool.
Oh.
And then in the pool is very hot, it's
okay.
Even around about 90 Fahrenheit, so it's very hot. and then the shower, and then we go in the harbor with my family, with Alexander and with Claudia.
Okay.
And we're going to take some, I would say some, you know, sushi and a nice zip and celebrating life.
So I wish you all the best for this action, for celebrating the life. And we're going to celebrate your life again on next Sunday when there is another fun day. And we're going to listen to another episode of this podcast. Thomas, thanks very much, as always.
Thank you so much, Marcus, and take care.
Bye-bye.
Modern Talking, just different. Now on all platforms, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Modern Talking.
Subscribe now, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.